Good morning. Welcome to Grace Family Baptist Church of Conroe. Things are going to run a little bit differently to start with this morning. I'm going to ask everyone, normally, we're asking everyone to come out of the fellowship hall and come have their seat. It's backwards day. We're asking you to get out of your seat and go into the fellowship hall. We have a baptism this morning, actually four of them. So we'll begin in the fellowship hall, and as soon as those baptisms are complete, I'll do the call to worship in there, and then we'll come back in here to pick up with the catechism and a hymn while we are drying off and changing, and then we'll go on with worship as regularly scheduled. So if I could get everybody to go into the fellowship hall in the other room. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord on any day. It is an added blessing when we get to celebrate together the baptism of four of our young people who have heard the gospel, believed it, turned away from their sin, and are trusting in Christ as Lord and Savior, and want visibly and publicly to be identified not only with us here at Grace Family Baptist Church of Conroe, but of all the saints in every place who call upon the name of the Lord. As we enter into worship today, again, our structure is a little different. It will be a little different to start with, but the Word of God is what ultimately calls us into life. And week by week, the Word of God is also what calls us into His presence, into worship of our living Savior. I've chosen for our call to worship this morning Psalm number 24, one of my favorite of the Psalms. It's a beautiful picture of a king who has descended from heaven, gone and conquered his enemies on the earth below, and the last enemy, even death. And now he climbs back up the holy mountain victorious, taking a whole host of captives with him. The imagery is profound. Hear the word of God, a psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we approach your throne in the name and by the mediation of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In him we live and breathe and have our being. Father, we thank you for the work of your Spirit. And we ask that your Spirit would attend to this worship service, that the Spirit of Christ would minister to us, that you would convince us of our sin, convict us of sin and your righteousness and the judgment to come. Lord, thank you for the work that you have done. Thank you for the testimonies that we're going to see in a living word picture of baptism, to see the word made invisible form to us as we watch these young people enter into the waters of baptism under the promise that they are raised in newness of life, that they are washed, they are cleansed, they are buried with Christ in baptism, and that the power of sin and death is broken. Debts are canceled, and eternal life is set before us. We praise you for the work that you're doing. We pray that our worship would be a pleasing aroma to you. We pray that the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts would be wholly acceptable in the name of your Son. We ask these things. Amen. We're going to go from oldest to youngest. We'll have you come around here. Does anybody need the stool? I don't think so. Yep. All right, go ahead. Come on in. Cole, what is your testimony today? Has Christ saved you from your sins? Are you trusting in Him and Him alone for your righteousness?
Yes, I am.
All right. I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, buried in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Actually, then I'll have you all step out on that side. We're standing over here on the... So we're... I don't want anybody slipping and falling here on the floor. Come on, Kathleena. Okay. All right. Is it your testimony that Christ has cleansed you of your sins, that you're trusting in Him alone for your salvation and for the forgiveness of your sins?
Yes.
Okay. I baptize you, my sister. Here, hold my arm.
Okay, sorry.
Hold my arm. That's right. Baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, buried with Him, raised to walk in newness of life. Got it? Step out right over there. Got it? Come on, young man. Our brother Prince, is it your testimony that God has saved you from your sins through the Lord Jesus Christ? That you're trusting in Him and Him alone for your salvation?
Yes, sir.
All right. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, buried with Him in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. All right, Calvin. Calvin, is it your testimony that the Lord Jesus has saved you from your sins, He's cleansed you, and that you're trusting in Him and Him alone for your righteousness?
Yes.
All right. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, buried with Him in death, raised to walk in newness of life. Praise be to God. It is a good and faithful testimony to see the Lord using His word as He's said that He would do, to call sinners out of darkness and into light, and for the glory of His own Son and for the good of His people, and for our testimony together. It's a good thing. Let's go migrate back over and have your seats. We need to dry off, and we'll see you shortly.